But right now, with so much going on right here, not just in the world, but on the home front, let's do a spin of some more of those Texas topics.
Texas is my home.
Get you up to state on the Lone Star State and the state of it. Well, it is Flag Day, part two of the year. Your Dallas Mavericks, baby! Trying to right a more than just a massive wrong, and they get the opportunity to make it all okay tonight. It is starting 7 o'clock start time on ABC/ESPN. The opening round of the 2025 NBA basketball draft. And somehow, some way, our little Dallas Mavericks, about a month ago, won the first pick in the NBA draft lottery.
Number one!
That's still yet to be explained, or I don't know. They had like a, 0.08% chance or something like that. Anyway, they got it. So they traded Luka, of course, and we all saw how that went. And they signed Kyrie Irving to a three-year deal just last night, too. So Cooper Flagg out of Duke is expected, by all accounts, to be the consensus number one pick of your Dallas Mavericks. Expected to be. So we'll see.
Yeah, that's
I mean, if there's any team that could mess it up, it's your Dallas Mavericks.
Are we going to get updates from this every 15 minutes
from
Michael?
The kid, all right, out of Duke. Just take the kid and don't trade him. Don't try to get any. Anyway, all right.
I'm sorry, you're very emotional.
They're going to mess it up. It's hard to be a fan.
I know.
Go John Cena.
So Texas has doged the Texas Lottery Commission, but fear not, we'll still get to play the numbers and the scratchers. Governor Greg Abbott signed in new provisions that will ensure the lottery will continue for at least 4 years. But there will be no more online ticket sales, and it will be run by the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation.
Sure.
I do love that department.
Yeah.
Big controversy, if you remember this, after a single group won that $95 million jackpot because they bought 99% of the potential ticket combinations, secondary ticket sellers, also known as lottery couriers, apparently a big issue as well.
Yeah, they kind of ruined it. And that's how it goes over there. But yeah, it's still very much active right there. Did they ever find the head of the lottery commission? Because he evidently went into exile in Mexico and on the run.
They were looking for him. And
is that how the Mavs got the number one pick for tonight? If so, I'm all for it then.
Okay.
Well, they got the number one spot and they took it again from their bitter rival. The very prestigious award in the restaurant business, if you're in that line of work, the America's Best Restaurant Experience Award by Data Central, the global leader in food and beverage intelligence.
Oh, my fancy.
This is one of those
fancy things.
Number one goes to Texas Roadhouse.
What?
Roadhouse. Number one.
So it's Texas not like one Roadhouse of those fancy Michelin-starred restaurants or Tim Love's places?
No. This may be more of a chain type thing because they take it. They took it 2 years ago from their bitter rival, the Longhorn Steakhouse.
Oh.
So Texas Roadhouse, which, by the way, is not based in Texas. They are holding on to it right there as the best restaurant experience there is.
Is it because of the rolls? Is that why?
They were also, it might be, they were also voted number one best parking lot to wait in an hour just to get inside.
Number one!
Roadhouse.
That's right, because I swear there's people probably waiting right now at the Weatherford one in the parking lot.
So, pop quiz, moms and dads, do you have an extra $411? I'm sorry, but you're going to need it.
Love you, Mom and Dad.
The MIT Living Wage Calculator determined that it now costs $22,337 per year to raise a child in DFW in 2025.
Yeah!
That's almost 2% more than 2024. Woo! Austin, the most expensive in Texas. Nationwide, that goes to Boston. The cheapest, Birmingham, Alabama. And the price of bringing up a baby in Washington, D.C. dropped 15%. They're actually saying that's a byproduct of the Trump administration.
MAGA!
Yeah, but what it will really cost you is priceless. It's filming again downtown, just south of us, about a block away, downtown Cowden Landman. So Billy Bob Thornton and company, hopefully Sam Elliott's mustache is hanging around town.
Ooh.
Maybe get some shade and a little relief underneath it. Well, as it does that, and I try to fit my Corolla in a background scene inadvertently, Paramount is being sued for copyright infringement as the estate of the late newsman Paul Harvey is suing Paramount, saying Landman twisted his message to fit their purposes. So this new lawsuit alleges not only did the show use a substantial portion of a 2008 Paul Harvey radio segment called Gas Prices without permission, it deliberately edited and presented part of the Mr. Harvey broadcast out of context to support the pro-oil industry themes,
even though
the Paul Harvey piece was all about a gas crisis. So they said they've reached out to Paramount, Paul Harvey's estate, numerous. You know, we're actually going to throw our coverage on this to a better news source this morning.
Okay.
This is fresh from our, this is a report from our sister station, Hank AM. Because we're Hank FM.
Right.
So Hank AM. And ladies and gentlemen, for this report on it, we go to noted newsman Harvey Paul.
Page 3.
Yes.
Paramount Pictures is facing a lawsuit not from Hollywood, but from the great beyond. Yes, the estate of the late great Paul Harvey claims that the popular television show Landman twisted Mr. Harvey's signature storytelling into something unrecognizable. Something more Texas oil tycoon than front porch philosopher. They say that the show took its famous words, and now you know the rest of the story, and turned it into, and now you drill the rest of the country. Sources close to the estate of Mr. Harvey said he never intended for his story to end up in oil spills and bar fights. No word yet on how the courts will rule, and now you know the rest of the lawsuit.
There he is.
I'm Harvey Paul.
Yes.
Good day.
Good day.
You can catch him mornings from 6:15 to 6:18 on Hank AM, our sister station.
Fun, funny, and best of all, free.
You two are funny.
KB and Heather Lee.